Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I am not speaking to all of you. I know those whom I have chosen. But so that scripture might be fulfilled, there was one who ate food who has raised his heel against me. From now on, I am telling you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you will believe that I am. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So there's a couple of aspects of this gospel that I'd like to talk about this morning. First is Jesus washing his disciples' feet. At the time of Christ, that was something that the lowest person, the lowest, would do. And yet Jesus got down, he humbled himself, and he washed the feet of his disciples. Not sure if they got what he was doing at the time, but it was a very humble act that he did. The second thing, he talks about those who receive me receive the one who sent me. Jesus, of course, is talking about God the Father. As we receive our Lord, we also receive the Father. We need to remember these things. We need to remember being a servant, doing things that maybe most people wouldn't think about doing, being kind, being generous, and remembering that Jesus, our Lord, when we receive him, we also receive the Father who sent him. So as we go forth, let us remember these things. Let us remember that we too are servants. We need to watch out for one another, to care for each other. And we need to know that whoever has been received, whoever Jesus has received, we have received God the Father as well. Let us go forth this day, be servants, be those who have received, and those who care for one another.